Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's broadcast on the top part of the Sabbath day with the hundreds of thousands of listeners. That's an impressive thing for me because it's always a good thing when you have a large gathering of people to listen to the words of Yahuwah. What I've been doing mostly this week, I've been busy like for three different men. I'm one man myself, but I felt like three different men. Meetings all over the place. And one of the things that you'd be surprised of listening to this broadcast is all the deception and the confused teachings that you will receive from some pastors of different churches. Not even having the wisdom to understand that what they say until a point is brought up. And when you bring out that righteous point, the first thing you'll find out, oh, I'm busy. I don't, I got to go. As soon as you bring them the word, they got to leave. I think, maybe a few years ago, we had a conversation on how many different Bibles, English Bibles, there were. And it came up to about 300 or more today. Can you imagine that? Everyone wants a King James Version of the Bible, but written differently. With all these covenants in mind, the number of printed English translations and different perceptions of it, whether it's complete or not, is about 900. Do your research, you'll see. The most comprehensive English biography of the subject is the one compiled by William J. Chamberlain, published in 1991 as a catalog of the English Bible translations. I had mentioned that sometime back, maybe, like I said, a few years ago. And when you hear this statement, don't think it's the last sword fighter or combatant in a movie or someone on the streets. You hear it most of the time. I can be only one. There's only one. But when you hear that, you think there's only one Yahuwah the Father or one Yahuwah the Son. There are some men saying, look at me, for I'm the second coming. Actually, we have seen this. I'm all dressed for the part. I got my Bible in hand, and I'm ready to give you my words. Can you imagine that? His words? But the same people, a year later, we notice they had growth. No longer saying I'm the second coming. They even had nerve enough to say I'm Yahuwah himself. We had to take a second look to see if he was floating on clouds. So looking at the Bible, let's see what it says about his second coming. Let's see if this man was walking or floating. And warns us and tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 5. It says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahuwah the Son, and shall deceive many. And also in 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 5. Another reminder. It says, verse 5, for there's only one Yahuwah and one mediator between Yahuwah and man, and that's Yahuwah the Son. Myself, I never take ill blessings from any man, because I look also what it tells us in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse number 19 to 21. 19 says, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahuwah will take his part out of the book of life, and out of the righteous city from the things which are written in this book. 20, he testify these things, saith, surely I come quickly. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Even so, Yahuwah the Son. So you can imagine, when someone talks about the second coming, it won't be a man knocking on the door and say, hey, I'm Yahuwah the Son, or Yahuwah himself. It will be as the Bible says in Revelations, chapter 1, verse 7. 7 says, behold, he come with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, hallelujah, wow. So when you see these men or women who loudly boast to harm you, or either screaming at you with loud bump the gums contests, remember these words carefully. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28 says, fear them not which killed the body, but not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. So these are things that you have to keep in mind and stay focused. And we make you aware of these things in this broadcast in Yahuwah's ministry. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We're open to your life and come to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Even we have been asked about that. How can you guys, from Voices of the True Israelites, get this much information out of this one book? We were asked that question many times. Well, It comes from learning how to connect the books, learning about your health, foods that you should eat, which we speak of most of the time, keeping the Sabbath days, which we're doing that now, top part of Sabbath. This is information that you all came to seek, and you have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on regular days, which are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath we are in now, which is Friday. This class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, type tribeyada.com. And after you click under, you're going to see a big lion. And right under that lion, you're going to see some choices. One of your tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But again, after doing this, you still see choices. You'll choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads that book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. On this note, I remember a man of wisdom asked me. I mentioned this a few times before. He says, Elder Tibbs, do you speak of tithes and offerings most of the time. Do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms means? Well, after I answered and I replied yes, he says, well, let me give you a verse to go with that. He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse number 3. 3 said, there can be no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. So after thinking about that, it made sense. We shook hands, told each other hallelujah, and I took that in remembrance what was said. Because you also have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures, which we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. These are things that's done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which I see is extremely needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. While there, we even have a calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends, that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. To enter the live program, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gaza, and click that red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. This is also good for people that can't dial the number that I will give you in just a few moments. Entering Yahuwah Radio Live will substitute for calling that particular number. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. Now, we even have a few numbers I mentioned before that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call or leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. But nevertheless, remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, nevertheless, but have one constant over 1,000. You can also call this number in order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. As a reminder, we'd like to say, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. You have to remember, he's generally pretty busy with that WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen and heard before, and nowadays, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. If the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear the discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show today at 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, as was said before. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into. Or at that point, you can look down our list and choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Now, doing our normal BroadTalk broadcast, we'd like to remind you that we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. That's right, we're also on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We are listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And your finances where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online here to answer any of the discussed topics we had on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shatta. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you find a BroadTalk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But as a reminder, when the seer has given scriptures to read, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly to the listening members, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not that of confusion, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints. Because we were in doing this, we keep the scriptures in mind. But when you try to win at Bump the Gongs contests, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are here to rehearse the righteous act, to learn the words of Yahuwah, remembering what it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can start to initiate those things and create that remembrance, what Yahuwah has said. We will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So spread the books out a little bit. We're going to, since you're making some profound statements about the Son and the Father, we might as well kick a couple verses down pertaining to the Son and the Father. Since he brought to the table about the Son and the Father, Come on, Elder 12, 12, Luke, what do you say?
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say."
That's right, Elder. And in every same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And since you mentioned something about the song in the Bible, let's kind of throw a few words on you about that, Elder. Let's run to Psalm chapter 40. And we'll pick up on about verse number 4. You're going to take a look at some things, go down to verse number 7. Go to Psalm chapter 40, verse 4, down to verse 7. Top part of 7, 8, camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is available for those that within 70 miles. So call for details, 224-600-5579. So support and donate to these ministries because we're trying to do something real big for you and those who got here to hear on understanding. So they will drop the knife, send it down based upon the Father ain't the Son ain't the Father. So we just want to take what we're looking at and see if we can get out of there. Let's learn and see what the prophecy says in Psalm chapter 40, verse 4, down, make it to 8 now, or down to verse 8. Elder Mr. Kills, top 5 in Saturday, 9 o'clock.
Okay, going to the book of Psalms, looking at chapter 40, reading from verse 4 to verse number 8. 4 says, "Blessed is that man that maketh the Yahuwah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." 5. "Many, O Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, are their wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us uswards. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I were to declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. 6. Sacrifice and offering thou did not desire. Mine ears has thou opened. Burnt offering and sins or transgression offering has thou not required. 7. Then saith, O lo, I come, in the volume of the book which is written of me. 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahuwah, yea, is the law of your instructions is written in my heart or mine."
So we find out that sacrifice and offering, you did not desire doing it. You didn't like for nobody to kill your peace when you transgress, because that was taken away from your wayfinding. So you didn't like that. It's okay. I tell you what. I come to do the Father's will, according to Yahuwah. So you can take away the first and establish the second. Good. But then today we'll be going on. We're going on what the chair said earlier about, you know, a lot of Christianity in Islam. They make savings because they do not have proper teaching. Matter of fact, let's run to Matthew chapter 18. Let's see what they're doing. 18, verse 19. This is what they're doing. They'll drop this down on you. And the best done can't get out Monday. They'll drop this down. The 28th chapter of Matthew, verse number 19. What is it say there, Elder?
Okay, that was the 28th chapter of Matthew's, looking at verse number 19.
Yes.
Looking at verse number 19.
Yes.
And 19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the righteous spirit."
Yes. Now, 99%, when a lot of them, the saints, the Catholic Church, they got that verse on you. And I bet you 90% of the time, we cannot get out of one of that verse.
Yeah.
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then guess what? We're stuck. We can't get out of none of it. But we just throw it out there for a minute. So good. So there is a devil. That's why you talked earlier about having so many people counseling you. And that's why we end up can't get right for Yahweh said. You can't do that. And Quran chapter 6, verse 6. See, Yahweh told us here, is that fear, I want you to put a verse down on the table. And ain't nobody going to say it, no, never mind. But those who got to hear it. What is that in Quran 6, verse 6?
Okay, was that Barak or Shirak?
Shirak, chapter 6, verse 6. What does it say, I.O.? What does that verse say? We all can read it together. What does 6, verse 6 say?
In the book of Shirak, looking at chapter 6, verse number 6, 6 says, be at peace with many, nevertheless, but have one counselor of a thousand.
You see that? Now he told the seer, just putting them right. If you can be in peace with your mama, your auntie, and your cousin, and your next door neighbor, but have one counselor. See, there go your game changer right there. You can be in peace with your neighbor, next door. How you doing, neighbor? What you want with me? Come over here, let me rehearse the righteous act on you. I already know the righteous act. Okay, what day you going to worship on? Sunday. Yeah. Now, how you already know the righteous act? Look what it says in the 14th chapter, verse 29 and 30 on St. John. Hey,
of what?
Look what it says we can read in St. John chapter. What I say?
He said chapter 14.
Whatever I said, yes, sir. 29:30. Look what he said right here.
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 14, looking at verses 29 and 30. 29 says, and now I have told you before, it has come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe. 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me.
You say the prince of this world coming, and he ain't going to have nothing in me. He's not going to talk much after. So the prince of this world is going to look right at Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. He's going to look right at Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. The prince of this world is going to be there. Let's see what the... And what did he did in Genesis 2, verse 3 when he was in it? Genesis 2, verse 3.
Okay, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse number 3. 3 says, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
Now, what day did Yahweh bless the seventh day? What day is that? Remember, on Friday, and Sunday, on Thursday. Satan looked right at that day and said, the only way I can survive, I got to have you look right at that verse and tell my mind. And tell them to overlook Genesis 2, verse 3. And Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, you head to the worship service. Yeah. So you see how Satan has did that. So Satan, right there, have
brought his own day in for worship. So anyone worships Sunday is worshiping Satan, the devil. They don't know. You know why? Because they do not have one counsel of a thousand. So if you had one counsel of a thousand, you would have that problem. But if we got counsels all over the place, they'll ignore that day. So you see, when we were supposed to have one council, now Yahweh ain't said that to be saying anything. One council, now if he has one council says, no. Oh, the last day is the sunset. When the sun set on Friday, it's the sunset on Saturday. But then they go to get another council and say, well, my grandmother, my mother, my auntie, my father was a preacher. And he worship on Sunday. But guess what? Your mama, your daddy, your kinfolk,
right.
Your worship family, because you don't have the one
calendar.
That's right. Yeah. Genesis 2:3. That's been 7 days. No. 3:21:18, Constantine, a black man. You got nothing to recover. Constantine is a black man. He's a wicked Israelite.
That's right.
That chains and Sabbath days. Somebody even go look between the saying, what did Constantine do in 3:21:18? He struck down the Sabbath day, Friday night to Saturday night, and gave them three options. Pain, imprisonment, or death.
Hallelujah.
So now, let's run to the book of Maccabees, 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 1 there. See, that's how you get the revenue. We find this to the conversation. So we're going to 2 Maccabees. Okay, now that one, no, maybe. Is that on 2 Maccabees? We're going to 2 Maccabees. I thought we're going to take care of what we just got from Daniel. But let's go, I'm going to show you. When you said one council of a many, see, when Yahweh put that in there, and anytime you add to one, you no longer in the will of Yahweh. See, one counselor told you, no, my worship day was sunset on Friday, sunset on Saturday. Now, if you decide to do it any other day, you're not doing his will, you're doing Satan's will. He said, a friend coming, and 14 chapter, verse 29-30, he ain't got nothing in me. So when you worship any other day besides Friday and Saturday, some said Friday, some said Saturday, you do a same day. See? That's because you do not have one chapter. Now, and I'm looking for, and second is for L, I mean, L is still. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. Can you have to see out in 2 6, verse 1? Is that what I want?
Did you say two?
Mother D.F. Israel said, see, you know, you all over the place right now. Once you try Maccabees, okay. See, Mother D.F. Israel said, once you try Maccabees, see, that's what I like. When someone, when those people are struggling, they ain't sitting there just blindly. They say, no, kid. Why don't you try second Maccabees this morning? Okay. Yes. Let's go to second Maccabees this morning. That was Mother D.F. Israel, I'm saying. Let's read second Maccabees 6, verse 1. Let's read a little bit there. What did it say? Second Maccabees 6, verse 1.
Okay, was that 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse number 1?
Chapter 6. Yeah, 6:1. We can read a little bit. Let's see what's going on in 2 Maccabees, 6, verse 1.
Okay, 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 1. Not long after his king sent an old man of Athens to compel to the Jews to depart from the laws of their fathers, and not to their life after the laws of Yahuwah.
Wait a minute. You said he sent an old man from Africa to compel them, the Jews, Judah, to depart from the law and otherwise do what you got to do according to him. Great. So now look what we got here. Look what we working with. All right. So now, here comes an old man from Athens. So he's coming down to tell Judah that you need to have more than one counselor. What did he say in verse 2?
In verse 2.
Take verse 2, what did he say?
2 Maccabees chapter 6 verse 2 says, and to pollute also the temple in Jerusalem and call it the temple of Jupiter Olympus, and that in Gazam of Jupiter, the defender of strangers, as they did desire that dwell in the place.
And called it by another name, it was called the House of YHW, but now called the House of Olympus. And I was like, counsel with this. See, when you get past one council of 1,000, you would change the name. Now you got worship place called the Potter's House, the Church of the Cross now. You get all kind of names that's contrary, because you know what happened? You no longer have the one counselor. So you're out of the will of Yahuwah, you will find the stronghold of Satan, the devil. Verse 3, come on.
Verse number 3. The coming in of his mischief, of this mischief, was sore and grievance to the people.
He said it was this mischievous stuff was sore to the people. They was with the crab and start, sunset variety, sunset fair, but now they got to make some adjustments because they're no longer in power no more because of their own wickedness. So now, what happened in verse 4? 2 Maccabees chapter 6 verse 4,
for says, for the temple was filled with riot and revealing by the Gentiles who dallied with harlots and had to do with women with the circuit of the righteous places, and besides that brought in things that were not lawful.
So then now by having more than one counselor, like you said earlier, they brought in things unlawful. They changed the name. And what happened in verse 6? This is good. This is your foundation. Verse 6.
Okay, was that verse 6?
No, read verse 5.
Verse 5. 5 says, the altar also was filled with profane things, which the law forbid. Verse 6, neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath day or ancient feast, and or to profess himself at all to be a Jew.
It's all written there. Now look at that. You see the foundation here? Look what we got here. So by sending this man here, sending the Esau, translated the day as the white man and white woman, down to the southern chief. He says, he said, I'm fighting against authority. I'm saving the devil. Neither one is lawful for a man to keep the Sabbath.
Yes.
I know we're doing today. You pay the Sabbath, ain't gonna never mind. Six locations open. So we follow right up in that trap right now today. Neither was it lawful for man to keep the Sabbath day. Why? When the sun set, I'm just bad to the sun set. It wasn't lawful no more. Let me say it. The Sabbath, all ancient feasts. A feast come up about the next 2 or 3 weeks, according to the Hebrews. We ain't paying it on never mind. The feast of Tabernacle is just around the corner. And we ain't paying it no never mind. We get up for Thanksgiving. So all this is behind you getting more than one candle. Anytime you add to one, it's no longer one, and it's saving the devil. One candle tell you keep Friday night to Saturday night. Anytime you add to that, they're going to tell you no. You can come go with me to my church on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning for Bible study. 9 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, and then the preacher starts preaching at 12. That is from the pits of hell and Satan the devil. You know, he said 20 and 14, 29, 30, the prince of this world coming. In the same time, 29 and 30, and have nothing in me. Whatever's written in the book, it's going to be total opposite. Christianity is from Satan the devil. Christ-like, Satan the devil. Christianity tells you Sunday and New Year's. Right?
Right.
That's opposite of the word of God. Now, what happened next? Read it alone. So, and he said you couldn't even call yourself by your birth name. You couldn't call yourself Judah. You had to call yourself what you call yourself now. He said, or confess yourself at all to be Judah. You can't even say you Judah. And guess what? You tell them today. Guess what you do? You know who you are? Who am I? Because I am African American and liberal in color and super color. I said, well, Jew, is you cursing me in? No, I won't curse you in. I'm telling you who I am. You know what happened? You do not have one chance of a thousand. You're all over the place. So now, so you messed up. Anybody come in contact with you will be messed up. Oh, you got grandbabies. Soon as you open your mouth, you're messing up. Soon as you open your mouth, you're messing up. You know why I said that? Mother D.F. Let me show you how you're messing up. This is how you're messing up. Mother D.F. Let me see how you're messing up. Let's go to Numbers 33:55. Back up with Mother Z in Numbers 32:23. Back up with Mother D, Joshua chapter 23:3. Back up with the young man, Brother Micaiah, Judges chapter 2:3. Back up again, Tobit 4:12. Down to verse 15 by the hill. And he did. And see how the preacher just did that? Now let's see what happened. So that's
what
Christ
was that for
this is not a context I'm here.
Numbers chapter 33, verse 55.
What did it say? What did your number 33, 55 say?
But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricked in your eyes and thorns in your side and shall vex you you dwell.
He says, if you do anything with any other nation besides the one counselor in the Levitical priesthood at the time, if you do anything different, they're going to vex you. It'll be a thorn in your side. I'm told already in advance, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. And what is he, what is saying that 32:23? A number? Yeah, what is it saying? Yeah.
Verse number five says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Iver, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Six, and they were both righteous before the Yahweh, walking in all the commandments or Torah instructions and ordinances of the Yahweh blamelessly.
Five and six. You did good. Thank you, Mother Gilbert.
You know, I tell you, like I said, man, I'll be like, I'm just going to deliver for 5 blocks and look in my face, I'm going to tell you what you said. That's all I'm doing. Now, so we see in a relationship, you got to get past chapter 24. I'm saying, judge by appearance. You both got to be on the same page as Yahweh. That's just the requirement of just as Yahweh. See, one counselor going to tell you that when you come before one counselor. Okay, what you want is you already got the nest already ready? No, I'm working on it. Well, you ain't got no business with no better half. If the nest ain't already ready. Is she ready to submit to you and some other fair job? Oh, no. I believe in Kenny Pendergrass, 50-50. But then y'all need to jump out of my children. Going down the street somewhere, going downtown. Because you're out of order, y'all play. See, we got to be in the same thing. And mother, he read last night. And then 7:21, you can avoid punishment. Huh? So, we clear that what happened? Did we finish that Judges 2 and 3?
No.
Okay, what did we say in Judges 2 and 3?
It was Judges chapter 2. Verse 3.
Listen to this.
Verse 3 reads, wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you.
Yeah.
But they shall be as thorns in your side.
Yeah.
And their false Yahweh shall be a snare unto you.
Snare unto you. Yeah. You're going to be strange things that you have never been thought of. Trying to figure somebody out that's not in Yahweh. Because she do what I like, or she do what I like. You see? And that's what's gonna mess you up every time you get another counselor inside someone. Let's go to 7 chapter 3:1 then, young man, 7:1. Let's read a little bit. 7:1. We're gonna come over here and turn over to our hill. We'll get back on this Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. Another time there, the Spirit of Yahweh said, no, take care of him here. Give me some of this on this. Because you always confused and wonder why we always get taken down. Because we never do what the Bible tells us to do. One counsel out of a thousand. Don't judge your mate by appearance in St. John chapter 24. Judge your mate in what you're doing. But you got to come learn what you're doing to be right. Let me say this in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1, 3, little bit there. I mean, y'all lying.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1.
Listen to this.
Verse 1 reads.
What?
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, should bring you into the land. Whether you go to possess it,
yeah,
and has cast out many nations before you,
yeah,
the Hittites,
the
Jebusites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, 7 nations, gather and mightier than you. Verse 2, greater than you. Seven nations greater and mightier than you. Verse 2. And when Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Verse 3. Neither shall you make marriages with them.
What?
Marriages with them.
Oh, so it ain't got nothing to do with color, huh? It's telling you about it. Ain't got nothing to do with no color. Because all the people of the land besides Esau is some shade of brown. So it ain't got nothing to do with color. It's got something to do with election of Yahweh. You picked the people and told these people to avoid punishment. I don't want you to mingle with the other nation. Don't marry them. Don't lay down with the other nations. Is that what he's saying?
What
else he saying?
Verse 3, neither
right.
shall you make marriages with them, your daughter.
Yeah.
You shall not give unto his son.
Yeah.
Nor his daughter
okay.
shall you take unto your son.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4, for they will turn away your son from following me.
You see, they can tell you, they can say, well, you know, since we're together, but I'm Jesus out of day. What is that? Saturday when the sun set on Friday and the sun set on Sunday. I don't remember about that. I mean, we keep Sunday. My mama and my whole family be in church on Sunday. But and we be hard and mighty, Lord God and you. Huh? You see what you did now? So you looked at the appearance of that man or that woman. You didn't do no testing on them to see what they working with for the blessing of them. Now it's time to worship. We gonna do the Passover. What is that? No. We gonna do Easter. See? Now look what's going on. Now it's time to wrap. You mean we gotta throw a raffle so somebody gonna win one over, and you bet what's gonna happen? You're gonna end up cow telling to the woman, wanting cow telling to the man, and both of y'all are already in y'all one. Because you got past the one calendar. No relationship supposed to be at one unless you both won in YHWH. Do you? That's the answer. And anybody come in contact with you? That's what I'm saying. Keep reading.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 4.
What?
Verse 4 reads.
What?
Well, they will turn away your son from following you.
They'll turn your son away from following me. Right,
man. That they may serve false Yahweh.
Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. Now you're going to catch the point. Back up, Brother Dale, Israel, 22, verse 5 and 12. You're going to catch the point. Now you got what this better has. She can do it all night. She was a Coca-Cola. Wow. She works good. But then you tell her, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Ring, Mother dear, verse 22, verse 5. Put the deal on it and I have it. Yes.
The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man.
Uh-huh.
Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment.
Okay.
For all that do so are abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You see that? Now you got a mate. And now you will tell her after you didn't come together. You didn't come together in the head before you come together in the bed. Now you'll tell her, you can't run the van, right? Tell me why I can't run. I make my own money. Can't tell me I can't run the van. What's wrong with you? What? That means you didn't have the first counsel to get go. See, if you had the first counsel, we'll throw it. You came in for counsel. We'll look out at the woman and see if she got on pants. You said, wait a minute. Pants is... I believe for the children of Israel, unless you are of another nation. If you are of another nation, then it means you are a period out there in another nation. Yeah? See what I'm saying, though? But when you got another county there, look at you. You got fans on for you. See? Look at that verse 12.
Verse 12.
Make what?
Prisons.
What?
Bridge.
Upon the four quarters of your vessel.
Yeah.
Wherewith you cover yourself.
You mean I can't show my need? See? That's it. Now you're in the lobby. Now you're in the lobby. See, all that could be avoided by coming to one county. Let's run to, Hey, I'm going to pass along to the elder. because you only do it when you got men in the mind. See?
And were blessed in their children.
And you blessed Ram.
And your children.
And your children.
And their seed shall inherit the land.
And their seed is going to inherit the land. Amen.
Verse 13.
Right.
Now therefore. My son.
My son. What?
Love your brother. And despise not in your mind your brother.
Go ahead.
The sons and daughters of your people.
Go ahead.
And not taking a wife of them, for in pride is destruction and much trouble.
What is it? Do you mean if I get me somebody from another nation, that what on me?
Pride.
And what gonna happen? What gonna happen?
Is destruction.
How much?
Much and much trouble.
You hear that, Mama Z? Much destruction. You might end up in places that you would have no idea you would end up at by doing things contrary to the Bible. Anytime you counterpass the one counter, this would open the door for trouble that you could avoid. But if our job is to make sure we teach our young ones right the first time, now it's up to them what to do after that. But it's up to you to learn it. Because so many of your grandbabies will come before you and say, this is my one better have right here. It's okay if I'm getting to settle there, what you better have, mama. All you want to find your family in the maze. So there goes your instruction right there. Because she would be mad at her because she won't go listen to Franklin Beverly and Mays on Saturday. See that? And she want to wear her kulak. And now you tell her, you got to wear some friends with a dress. See that? All that can be avoided if you train your child up right from the get-go. But you got to have it right from the get-go. You got to have the one counsel and believe it. True believe.
And lunin is decay.
And lunin is what?
Decay.
You know what decay is. You might see a person weighing 500 pounds. But you're decay. You're weighing about 36 pounds now. Mm-hmm. See, that's decay. Go ahead.
And great want. For lunin is the mother of battle.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14. That not the wages of any man which hath wrought for you, tarry with you, but give him it out of hand.
So what he's saying, you don't let somebody with a good speech, good personality, good job, hinder you from breaking Yahweh's law. And on that note, we're going to turn over to our elders. The lead two God of Camp 1, our elder Yahdan Israel. So when you need him, with a loud voice, you say, Elder, God Israel. That's why I did that thing right here.
Because that you see is ripped, see you right, I don't know
the
look,
Yahweh.
There might be another one of Yahweh's, top five Yahweh's Saturday, and once again, is Yahweh doing it, it is not really my eyes. We want to just continue chipping away at these 6 days and get ready to come around the corner. We got about 3 weeks to chip away, you know. You know, chip away at these 6 days. Give us the 7 months, we want to open up, Mother English, let's open up in Psalms. Let's open up in the book of Luke 12. Let's keep it Daniel was a people. Daniel 9:21-22. Let's see what the righteous men of the spirit, what his obligation is. In Daniel chapter 9:21-22, what is his obligation, mother, the Israel of the
Daniel chapter 9:21-22.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yet while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation.
So the evening sacrifice. Verse 22. What about it?
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And he confirmed me and talked with me and said,
Oh,
Daniel,
uh-huh.
I am now come for to give you skills and understanding.
So in the minister spirit, when you pull in the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. what did you really pull up?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you pull in the Holy Ghost cup, I heard that all my life. I'm saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I ever seen him doing was dash
the
shot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was being full of the Holy Ghost.
Keep his time, just put him and call on
me.
But what is Jack White trying to say we got to be full of, young lion? Something to pull back. Let's see what this Holy Ghost is. And we got to wrap our mind around. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, let's look at 51 and 53, I believe we're looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 7, 51 and 53, what is this Holy Ghost that we got to wrap our mind around?
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53.
Yes, sir.
51 reads.
What do you read?
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and ears. You do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did.
So he said you always resist the Holy Ghost. You mm-hmm. hear?
So do you.
Verse 53, what did he say?
53 reads,
mm-hmm.
Who has received the law by the dispositions of angels and have not kept it?
So when the minister spirit show up, they come to give you skill and some understanding. Still in the word of the Most High Yahweh. Let me keep at a few things that crossed my little puny mind
mm-hmm.
over these 6 days. Let's run to the book of Psalms. Mother, do you have Israel to see you right? Psalm 83. Let me peep at that Psalm 83. Now we read that if we just jump through it a whole lot, but I want to just dig deep on this Psalm 83, 1 through 7, my of Israel. I want to see if I can pull something out and to see if I want to pull a rabbit out of that.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 83, let's pick it up at verse number 1. They keep not fighting over Yahweh.
Hold not your peace.
Yes, ma'am.
And be not still, O Yahweh.
Read.
Verse 2. For lo, thine enemy make a tumult.
So your enemy make a loud noise, a turmoil.
And they that hate you have lifted up the head.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
They have taken crafty counsel.
So they went. In deep, oh, Israel, it's a crafty council. Everybody had an opinion about how to take you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wait, one say, hey, you know, we get them to keep Sunday. They show Yahweh going to do us some hurt there. Another one say, no, we get them to pray seven times a day. So they took crafty counsel.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read up.
Against your people
mm-hmm.
and consulted against your hidden ones.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
They have said,
what did they say?
Come, let us cut the them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
So they say, let's cut them off from being a nation.
Yeah.
That the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. Now, once you lose your identity, your name, you lose everything associated with it. Is that right? That's the idea. We're coming back there, but Jeremiah went a little bit further, Molly. What did Jeremiah the seer say at Jeremiah 17:4? What did we lose, Mother? Well, did we just forget our name? What else did we lose, Mother? There was a whole lot of things associated with the name Israel, right? Jeremiah 17:4. Mother, eat Israel a city royce.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 4. And thy, even thyself, and thus even thyself,
thou even thyself,
and thy, even thyself, shall discontinue from the heritage.
So Jeremiah said you were going to discontinue from your heritage.
Right.
Not just the name, but everything associated with the name, right? Mother Z, before we finish that, Mother Z, run to the Rock 24. Let's see, what is your heritage? Rock 24, verse 23, Mother Z, Israel, C, Roy. What will we lose once we lay down our identity? The book of Zerah, chapter 24, verse 23, Mother Z, Israel, the city royal.
Zerah, chapter 24, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
What did it say?
All those things.
These things.
All these things are the book of the covenant.
The book of the covenant?
Of the Most High. Yahweh, even the law, even the Torah instruction, which Moses commanded for an inheritance,
for heritage
unto the congregation of Israel.
Not only did they strip the name, they replaced everything that Yahweh gave you to do, right? That's why I say keep my feast days. More than a name they stripped from us, they stripped everything that was underneath that name. And what did Yahweh give to the 12 tribes of Israel? Mother G of Israel of C. Roy. Let's run to the book of Ezekiel 16 right quick. The people just say, yeah, we're going to give up a little bit of these feast days and we're going to bring that young lion in to do what he do best. But let's run to Ezekiel chapter 16. Let's see from that 59 to 63. Mother G of Israel of C. Roy. Ezekiel 16, 59 to 63.
Ezekiel 16, verse 59 to 63.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 59. For thus says Yahweh, I will even deal with you as thou hast done, which has despised the oath and the breaking of the covenant.
Verse 60, come on.
60. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth.
We know in Jeremiah, he said that you ran out there, it was a time of love, right? Go ahead, read up.
And I will establish unto you an everlasting covenant.
Verse number 61, come on.
61. Then you shall remember your ways.
Now he said, look here. He said, then you're going to start remembering your ways, right?
And be ashamed. when you shall receive your sister, thine elder, and thy younger, and I will give them unto you for daughters, but not by my covenant.
Verse 62, come up.
62.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh.
63, come
on. 63. That you may remember and be confounded and never open your mouth anymore because of your shame.
So y'all want to say, Israel, you really ain't got nothing to talk about around here. Until you come back to this agreement, you're going to be just continue from your heritage. Your heritage includes the name and everything else associated with what Yahweh made with the 12 tribes of Israel, the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that the book of 2 Chronicles. Malik.
I got precept on this, losing that his heritage too, Elvin.
Bring it on in there, brother.
I got a few things on the table right here. Mother Jane of Israel. Can you help me out in Deuteronomy chapter 32? We'll pick it up at verse 8 and 9. And then Mother Eve. He give me Isaiah 54, verse 17.
Deuteronomy
32? Yeah, we'll Deuteronomy 32 verses just read 7 down to 9.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your father, and he will show you your elders, and they will tell you. Verse 8. When Moses, when the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the numbers of the children of Israel. Verse 9. For Yahweh's portion is the people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance.
In Yahweh,
they are
54,
verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thus shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Yahweh, of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, said the Yahweh.
Yahweh let us know that once the elder brought this Jeremiah 17, verse 4, that we lost our heritage. One of the heritage that we lost is that the weapon that's formed is just us now. The song that's rising up is just us. We can't get, it does get condemned all over because we lost our heritage. So, back over to the air.
Hallelujah. Well, back to 2 Chronicles, Mother Israel 16, verse number 9. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Yahweh sent his minister spirit to give us skill and understanding. Let's see that in right quick. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Mother Eve Israel, I'll see you right
there. 2 Chronicles chapter 16,
yes,
verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect towards him.
Within the eye of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him. Herein
thus have done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth does your hair walk.
So he said the eyes of Yahweh are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show themselves strong on the behalf of them whose mind is perfect toward him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we put a number on these eyes, Mother Z. Not to Zechariah 4, verse number 10. Book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Let's see if we can get a number on these eyes that Yahweh got peeping on the earth, running to and fro on the earth. Zechariah chapter 4. Verse number 10, mothers eat Israel and see you right.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hands of Jerusalem with those seven. They are the eyes of the Yahweh, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth.
So let's see if we can get a handle on these eyes that's running to and fro. Young lion, let's go to the book of 1 Enoch, chapter 20. Let's see if we get a handle on these eyes that's running, these seven eyes that's running to and fro throughout the whole earth. Before we go to 1 Enoch, let's run to 3 Enoch. Young Lion, chapter 17. Let's go to the third book of Enoch, and let's look at verse number 17. Verse number 1. Chapter 17, verse 1. Young Lion from the tribe of Young God Judah.
Third Enoch, right?
Yes, sir. Third Enoch, chapter 17, verse number 1.
Book of Third Enoch, chapter 17, verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Book of 3rd Enoch, chapter 17, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads, the number of the princes are seven.
They say the number of the princes are how many?
Seven.
Great.
They are the great, beautiful, wonderful, honored, and reverent ones.
They are what?
Reverent and reverent ones.
Give me that now. Next sentence,
that
they are what?
Okay. They are assigned over the seven heavens.
They said they are the seven princes. They are assigned over the seven heavens. Mother dear Israel, let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Let's see that verse number 20. Let's see if we get that seven on the table again. Revelation chapter 1. See verse number 20, that mother dear Israel.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
The mystery of the seven stars,
mm-hmm.
which thou sawest in my right hand,
good.
And the seven golden candlesticks.
They are what?
The seven stars are the angels of the seventh congregation.
So the seven stars are the seven minister spirits over the congregation, right? So we read in third book of Enoch, chapter 17, that they are, let me get back there right quick. Let me see what that said. One more again. Third Enoch, chapter 17. Let me see if I can run back there right quick. Third Enoch, chapter 17, said they are fanned over the seven heavens. Now let's run to our mother E. Run to the first book of Enoch, chapter 20. Enoch, chapter 20, 1 through 8.
First Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1 to 8.
Yes, ma'am.
First Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1 to 8. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
These are the names of the righteous minister spirits who watch.
So these are the names of the righteous minister spirits who watch. But their job is to keep everything going on the planet, right?
Verse
number
2.
Who
are
you working with, mother?
Verse number
2. Mm-hmm.
Uriel. One of the righteous ministering spirits who is over the world, Tomal and Terror.
So you're over Tomal and Terror.
of the righteousness of spirit who is over the spirit of man.
So Raphael is over the spirit of men. Verse 4, come on.
Regal, one of the righteous ministering spirits who take vengeance on the world of the
luminaries. Enlightened ones, right? Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. One of the righteous ministering spirits that owes the virtue of mankind and over
chaos. So when Micah show up, you know something, get ready to go down, right? He over mankind and over chaos. Oh, that point. Let's see, who is Micah, who is he over them? Let's see if we can get an identified marker on who Micah is over. Well, it's the Israel. Let's run to the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse number 1. Let's see what Daniel,
Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, that great prince, which standeth for the children of your people. And
Michael standing up for
the children of your people.
The children of your people. Now, who is his people? Who is that? Who is his people? Let me give you another clue. Brother Makai, his brother C. Roy. Let's run to 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 24. Verse 25. Let's see if we can write this down right quick. Who is his people? 2 Chronicles 6, 24 and 25. Get in line from the tribe of Yahshua Judah.
Going over to the book of
2
Chronicles, chapter 6. We're
going to
verse
24
and 25.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can answer. Young man. All right.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6. Verse 24 and verse 25.
Yes, sir.
Verse 24 reads.
What do you read?
And if your people Israel.
And you see, I mean, that's just clear to me, right? That's how you run your thing down, right?
That's how you run it down.
You just make it plain as can be.
That's fine, Bill.
And if your people who?
Israel.
What about
them? Be put to the worst before the enemy.
Please.
Because they have sinned against you.
Great.
And shall return and confess your name.
Hold on. They gotta do what?
Return and confess your name.
They say they gotta repent and get the name right?
And pray and make supplication before you in this temple.
Verse 25, what he said?
25.
Yes, sir.
Then hear you from the heaven
and
forgive the sin of your people. Israel.
So we know the people that Michael's standing up for is his people.
Mm-hmm.
And by name, they are the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Mother Eve, let's come back to that book of Enoch. So Michael is on the job, eh?
That's right.
The book of Enoch 20, verse number 6 through 8, Mother Eve. E. Israel is being right. First Enoch chapter 20, verse number 6 through 8.
The book of First Enoch, chapter 20, verse 6 through 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Zerahquiel,
one of the righteous ministering spirits who is set over this spirit, who is in the
spirit.
Who sin in the spirit.
So how many we got so far, Mother?
Six.
We got six or five.
Oh, we got five.
All right, verse number 7. Who next on the list?
Verse 7. Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
One of the righteous ministering spirits.
Go ahead.
Who is over paradise.
So Gabriel is over what?
Paradise.
Paradise.
And the serpent and the, what's that?
Cherubim. So Gabriel was the serpent and the cherubim, right? Mm-hmm.
Resume,
what do you say?
Remi E.L.
Yeah.
One of the righteous ministered spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said over those who rise.
He said over those that rise. So how many we got? Did we get our seven mothers?
Yeah, that's seven.
So Yahweh got seven eyes. And they go to and fro the earth to show themselves strong on the behalf of those whose mind is in tune with the Most High Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's write to the book of Psalms. Let's see that these mother. Let's see what they are all about. Psalm chapter 32, Mother Zenith Relative Roy. From the Psalm chapter 32, verse number 8 and 9. Mother Zenith.
Chapter 32, verse number 8 and verse number
9. Psalm chapter 32,
verse
8
and verse
9. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm chapter 32, verse 8.
Psalm 32, verse number 8.
Oh, Joe. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
It ain't no high place, good.
Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
we can pull them out from under the deep in the book of St. John. Round chapter 5. Let's see who's going to be doing all this good judging, Mother D.F. Israel. In the book of St. John, chapter 5, let's get to the chase. Let's pick it up at verse number 23 through 27. Let's get it all in, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see, well, who has got the authority to do this great judging, Mother? St. John 5, 23 through 27.
St. John chapter 5, verse 23, 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
That all men should be honored.
That all men should
honor
the Son.
The Son.
Mm-hmm.
Even as they honor the Father.
So you can't get a Father do benevolence and say it don't matter about Yahweh the Son, right? They gotta be receiving the same type of respect. Ain't that right?
Okay. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father.
Go ahead.
Which has sent him.
Verse 24. Yes, ma'am.
Truly, truly, I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me
mm-hmm.
has everlasting life.
Go ahead.
And shall not come unto condemnation,
mm-hmm.
but is passed from death unto life.
Verse 25,
what do you say? 25.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, truly, I say unto you,
Great.
The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and they that hear shall live.
Verse 26, come on.
26.
Yes, ma'am.
For as the Father has life in himself,
mm-hmm.
so has he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Come on with it.
27,
yes,
and has given him authority to execute judgment, also because he is the Son of Man.
So Yahweh the Son has received the authority, right,
yes,
to execute this judgment.
Yes.
Back to that Job 34, young man. Let's see that verse number 24.
Romans chapter 14, verse 10. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of your brother. The Son.
So we all stand. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Well, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Yahweh the Son, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. According to that he has done, whether it be good or bad.
Not good with your body?
Or whether it be bad.
Hallelujah.
We know that Yahweh the Son has been given all authority to take care of the Father's business, right? They've all the way to calling you back from the grave, ain't that right? Go back to Deuteronomy. Let me get a few in on that feast day. Let's just go on to the chase, Mother. Let's run to Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 23 through 25. Let's see what's on the agenda. 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away.
Leviticus 23, 1, 2. 23 to 25. Mother Z Israel will see you right.
Leviticus 23.
Leviticus 23, verse number 1 and 2. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2.
23 to 25.
1, 2, 23.
So we want to see what's right around the corner here, Mother Z. What these seven months going to bring our way?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying.
Saying what?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and say unto them,
uh-huh.
Concerning the feast of the Yahweh.
Concerning the feast of Yahweh, go ahead.
Which ye shall proclaim to be righteous.
Convocation. Mm-hmm.
Even these are my feet.
No, he said that. These are my feet.
Right.
Now hold that point, young lion, in front of Exodus 34. Let's see, did he lead these out of the agreement? Was they part of the agreement? The book of Exodus 34, verse number 10. 21 through 23 and verse 27. Young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Okay. Exodus 34, verse 10. 21 through 23 and 27. What did Yahweh say?
Go back to the chapter 34, verses 10, 21 through 23, verse 7.
Verse 27.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to chapter 34, verse 10. Verse 10, read.
You read?
And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people I will do marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Such as has not been done in all the earth,
Wait.
Nor in any nation.
Uh-huh.
And all the people among which you are shall see the work of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
For it is a terrible thing that I will do with you.
So Yahweh ain't all nice and nice, right? He said, look here, I'm going to do a terrible thing. Verse 21, what did he say?
21, read.
Mm-hmm.
6 days you shall work. But on the Sabbath day, you shall rest.
So you mean the Sabbath day is part of the agreement?
The agreement.
And we said all you said we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Be obedient to it. So the Sabbath day is part of the covenant.
That's right.
Verse 22, what else?
22.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall serve the feast.
Hold on. The feast is part of the covenant?
That's
right. Say it, read on.
Yahweh spoke unto Moses, said,
say what?
verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
the children of Israel,
saying, in the seventh month.
So the seventh month is right around the corner, right?
Right.
When?
In the first day of the month.
The first day of the month, go ahead.
Ye shall have a Sabbath.
You shall have a Sabbath.
And
a memorial.
A memorial of blowing of the trumpet and holy convocation.
A righteous convocation, a righteous assembly. Verse 25, what did he say?
Verse 25.
Yes,
he shall do no severe work therein, but he shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh.
So the first week in the seventh month is called the memorial of the blowing of the trumpet. It's an event going to take place. And let's see if we can put it out, young lion. Go to the book of Matthew 24. Let's see, get up at 19. But the Matthew 24, verse number 19. Let's see what's going on. Simply dive into these trumpets, just a piece. Matthew 24, verse number 29 to 31. Let's see what's going on with these trumpets. Matthew 24, 29 through 31. Young man from the tribe of Young God Judah.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 31.
Mm-hmm.
29 read.
What do you
read? Immediately after the tribulation of those days,
read.
Should the sun be dark.
Uh-huh.
And the moon shall not give her light.
Read.
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Number 30, come on.
30.
Yes, sir.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
Good.
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Verse number 31, what do you say?
31.
Huh?
And he shall send his ministering spirit with a great sound of a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
So he said that on one of these blasts of the trumpets, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to send his minister spirit, and they're going to gather his elect.
Mm-hmm.
So who are they going to gather that we can read about?
Mm-hmm.
Who are these elect that they're going to gather? On this trumpet, at the sound of the trumpet.
That we can read.
Who are these elect? Because the great event is going to happen with these trumpets, right?
That's right.
He's going to gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other.
They're looking to read.
Who are these elect that he's going to grab with the sound of the trumpet?
That we can read. That we can read. That we can read.
Isaiah what?
You said black, right?
Yes, sir. Let's see that Isaiah 65 right quick. Mother dear Israel, son of Isaiah 65, verse number 9. Let's see if we can get a name on the table.
We can read.
Because on his trumpet, he's going to gather his elect from one end of the heaven to the other, right? Yeah. Isaiah 65, verse number 9. Mother dear Israel, see you, Roy.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 9. And I will bring forth a seed out of Israel,
mm-hmm,
and out of Judah, and inherit of my mountain,
mm-hmm,
and my elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell therein.
So he's saying he's going to bring a seed out of Israel and out of Judah, right?
Yeah.
And his elect shall inherit it. Let's see if we get one more in Isaiah. Anybody ever read down another one in Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4.
in line.
And the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will put all these
curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee.
So Yahweh said, on the side of the trumpet, the good thing is going to begin to happen. But we read last week, the bad thing is going to have to do, right?
That's right.
Let me get one more in, Mother Zeke. Then we're going to bring in that young lion. Let's run through the First Chronicles, First Corinthians, chapter 15. And let's see what else is going to happen. Second, First Corinthians 15. And let's see a little bit of 15.
Right.
Right.
See what he said over there in that John
Mother, give me that Psalms 107, give me that verse 3. Let's
Oh, you want that before she leaves?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to bring that out, Mother Eve.
Psalms chapter 107, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And gather them out of the land,
mm-hmm.
from the east and from the west,
mm-hmm.
from the north and from the south.
Mm-hmm. And who got to be gathered from the east, the west, and the north, and the south, and we can read, Mother. Let's go there. Matter of fact, we're going to hold that for 1 second, Mother Eve, this prayer. We're going to Mother Eve, so find out who has to be gathered from the from east. You got a west, you got a north, and you got a south on the table, right?
Four winds for me.
Okay, so let's find out about these four winds. Who are all over these four winds? Mother Eve, see Isaiah chapter 11, see verse 12.
Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation,
mm-hmm.
and shall assemble the outcast of Israel. And
now, he said he was assembling the outcasts of Israel. Now, before we go finish that up, let's get a precept of the outcasts. Let's Mother Dear of Israel, over yet. And let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30, give me verse 4, and I want verse 17. Here's a microphone there, Mother Dear of Israel. Yes, ma'am. Give me chapter 30, verse 4 and verse 17. Is that what I'm on?
Yes, sir.
Mother gives Israel. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4 and verse 17. You want to see who's gathering, who's this outcast he's referring to right now?
Jeremiah. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, concerning Judah. Verse chapter 10.
And these are the words that Yahweh spoke to Israel concerning who? This concerning Israel is concerning Judah.
Verses 17.
Yeah, 17. What do you say?
For I will restore health unto you. And I will heal you.
I will heal you.
Of your wound.
Of your wound.
Says Yahweh, because they called you an outcast.
They called you an outcast.
Saying, this is Judah.
Saying, who?
Judah.
This is Judah.
Whom no man seek after.
And they don't do what?
Whom no man seek after.
That's right. And this is Judah, whom no man seek after.
That's going on today, too.
Hallelujah. Wow. So we're just trying to find out, this is Judah, whom no man seek after, right? Okay, so let's see what he has to say. Over there back, let's see. Come on back over there to that, what you read at Isaiah chapter 11. Take it back up at that verse 12. We just come and find out about this outcast in Judah.
Yes.
What do you say about him, that what do you say, Mother, he of Israel? What do you say about Judah? That no nation what?
This is Judah, whom no man seek after.
No man seek after you, Judah. So we got,
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. You want me to start it off?
Yeah, you pick it back up in the beginning, Mom.
Oh, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Yada Judah from the four corners of the earth.
We're coming to find out that it's Yada Judah who's going to some other nations, the 17 nations, going to seek after. Not even your own brothers. So, they don't need to seek after. They know the trap. But we come to find out that they're the ones that's on the east and on the west and on the north and on the south. The four corners on the earth. We got our four lands that's Judah, who's on the four corners of the earth. But let's find out what he has to say about the east. Yeah, I say it right. Let's see it up in this chapter 56. And we go on verse 1. And let's give you verse 8.
Verse 1 and 8.
Uh-huh.
Your father's children shall bow down before you.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9. Judah is a lioness wept from the prey. My son, thou art gone up. He stoops down, he couches as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? Verse 10. The scepter, the law, for instruction, shall not depart from Judah, nor the law, the Torah instruction, from between his feet until Yahweh's son comes. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
So, unto him, to the gathering of the people be, Yahweh's son, but he's coming to find out. Gotta be a gathering. Before I touch on the gathering, though, I want to go back and I want to point out that Judah is a lawgiver. And Judah sit on the rulership. And he said, that law and that rulership's not gonna be your hands at all. And he said, it's Yahweh the son comes that we're telling you about right now. And he said it's gonna be a gathering going on. But let me get a precept about Judah being in his position of rulership. Let's find out what type of ruler he is. Let's pick it up Mother C for the first
Chronicles 5:2.
That's right.
First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. For Yahdah Judah prevailed above his brother, and of him came the chief ruler. But
right there. Now, we're just trying to find out that Yahdah Judah, he the one that prevailed above his brother. He became the chief ruler.
Yeah.
So he positioned as a leadership over the 12 tribes, pretty much the chief ruler, period. Right? Became the chief ruler, and he prevailed above his brother. He got the law. But it's something else he said about, in Isaiah chapter 56, Mother of Israel. We'll bring that up now. Let's see what he has to say in Isaiah chapter 56, verse, Give me verse 1 and verse
8.
Isaiah 56, verse 1 and verse 8. As a matter of fact, you know what? We did that. Give me that chapter 9, chapter 2, verse 1.
Chapter 5, verse 15. verse 15. I will go and return to my place till thou, to you acknowledge that offering and offense and seek my face in their affliction, that you that will seek you will seek me early.
So God Father God say through our affliction we want to seek him early. And how we gotta seek him through our affliction that we gotta seek him early. You see, I'm going back to my place. Yeah, I'm through talking. Hey, Elder, it's something I'm looking at the top of my mind. I'm trying to pull out when he said something about the prince of this world. That is John.
Yeah.
John 7. I'm somewhere around the nation. Yeah, take it. see how we're supposed to do our, make our decision.
Book of John, chapter 7, verse 24.
Uh-huh. We do judgment. How we supposed to do our judgment?
Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteousness. Thy man servant, nor thy maid faith servant, nor the cattle, nor any stranger that is within thy gate. Verse 11. For in 6 days the Yahweh made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Coming up on the first day of the month.
month. We have our feast days coming up. We're going to have a holy convocation with you today, right to gathering. That means we come to find out that Torah instruction is what's right to say. There's going to be some Torah instruction going on in this gathering. But Israel got to gather ourselves to this righteous gathering this feast day. And this is the feast day of blowing of the trump. And it's going to be on the first day of this seventh month. So what else we can read about supposed to happen in this seventh month, Mother? Matter of fact, just coming back out there on the 10th day of the seventh month, too, we got to have another righteous gathering. And also, this is going to be the time when we're going to do some fasting going on. Be some affliction of your soul going on, and we will be going over there to swear. What else we can read in the verse 12?
Verse 12. And on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work, and you shall keep a feast unto the Yahweh 7 days.
How many days?
7 days.
7 days, we'll keep a feast in the Yahweh, and outside of our righteous gathering, our Torah instruction, keep it gathering. But we want to make sure that we're clear about us having this righteous gathering. So let's see if we can read some more about this gathering in 7th Saturday, Mother Day of Israel. We go to Exodus. And we're going to pick it up at verse 16. Give me Exodus chapter 12. And give me verse 16 and verse 18. Give us time to Sabbath day and feast day. So we're going to get a precept about this gathering.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 32. Okay. Leviticus 23:32.
Yes, ma'am. Look at Leviticus 23:32. See how we are, as the young lion was bringing out, what time do all this jump on?
Leviticus 23:32. Okay. Verse 2, And Jacob rose early in the morning on the 14th day of this month, and he gave a tithing of all that came with him, both of men and cattle, both of gold and every vessel and garment.
So Jacob rode up, and he gave his tithe, right? Let's find out, let me see if Jacob hold up his word. Let's see what his word has to say. Let's see if I run that down in the book of Genesis, chapter 28. And let's pick it up at verse 22, Mother G of Israel. Let's see, can we get an encounter of Jacob? And he made mention about making sure he gives his tithe. So let's see what he has to say over there in the book of Genesis. We're going to pick it up at chapter 29. And matter of fact, give me verse 21, 20 down to 22. Let's get 20 down to 22. Let's make sure to see what he has to say on this mountain, my father.
Genesis chapter 29.
Yeah, we want the book of Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 down to 22. From the year of this written. Yeah, 3, that Mother E.
Yeah, yeah, he gave a tithing of all. That's what you want.
Verse
3. And in those days, Rachel became pregnant.
Now go back when he gave. I'm sorry, verse 2 when he said he gave a tithe of all.
Okay, and he gave a tithe of all that came with him,
mm-hmm.
both of man and cattle,
mm-hmm.
both of gold and every vessel,
mm-hmm.
and gum.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, he gave tithe of all.
Mm-hmm. So he gave tithe of all. So he gave his 10 part, and he gave his he kept his vow. What does he have to say in verse
3? Verse 3. And in those days, Rachel became pregnant with her son,
mm-hmm.
Benjamin. And Jacob counted his son from him upward. And Levi fell to the portion of the Yahweh. And his father clothed him in a garment of a priesthood and fill his hand.
Verse 4.
And on the 14th day of the month, he brought to the altar 14 oxen from among the cows and 28 rams and 49 sheep and 7 lambs and 21 kids of the goat as a burnt offering on the altar of sacrifice, well pleasing for a sweet savor before Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. We'll be reading over there, verse 7 and 16. So we come to find out that Levi, he gave his tithe on the 14th day.
Came with his offer. But what else are we learning about this, what's going on in verse 7? And he and all his sons and his men which were eating this
joy.
With joy.
And they, yeah, they with joy. And they, yeah, they, they,